I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me in Hancheng, China's ancient town food court, where 24-year-old Xi'an-based university student and China Radio International online intern Dan Wang shares insights about why she hasn't carried a wallet or a purse since high school, and how her eyes were opened to the outside world through friendships with high school exchange students and her mother's influential prodding to interact with foreign travelers. She also shares her feelings about Donald Trump and why she and her millennial friends adore Trump's daughter, Ivanka.
What is a walnut? What's covered on the walnut?
I think it's brown sugar, and it tastes so sweet.
Sesame seed balls.
Mm-hmm.
We should get some of those.
But it tastes good. Spring rose. And it has some onions, cucumber, and a special sauce.
Uh-huh.
And mix them together.
That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So all the shopkeepers here, they operate with an electronic debit card.
Mm-hmm.
So is that how they take most of their business now, or is it a lot of cash too?
You can scan the QR code to use your bank card to pay for that. But now, in order to arrange or to control this area more seriously, and they will use this kind of pay card so that how much one shop earned today, and it will make sense.
So for inventory control, accounting, all transactions are electronic then?
Everybody.
Oh, interesting.
As you know, with the development of China and with the development of Shanxi, more and more cash will not accessible now. It's more convenient for us to use this kind of pay card.
So most Chinese, they operate on a digital currency, right?
Yes, you are right.
Don't you find it funny that here we are in ancient town, this ancient shops and buildings, and yet it's all electronic scanned.
Yeah, but the way we pay is the modern style. So it's a combination of the ancient times and the modern society.
So you're how old?
I'm 24 years
24.
Old.
So in your daily life in Xi'an, when you buy something, when you go to any store, you make almost all of your purchases electronically?
Yes.
So you, in your purse, do you have any yuan, any cash?
To be honest, from 2017 to now, I don't get my wallet when I come outside to shopping or just like this to walk around. I just take my mobile phone, that's enough.
That's all you bring?
Yeah, you know, when I was in senior high school and I lost my wallet twice, so that I won't take my wallet again. I just use my mobile phone. I take my mobile phone. I practice my mobile phone. That's enough.
That's really interesting. And so that's true of most all of your friends too, right?
Yes.
Everybody you know.
You know, several days ago when I was in Xi'an and you haven't come to Xi'an yet.
Yeah.
And I asked for somebody to help me buy a bottle of water, and it's a small shop, and it's in the countryside, you know, because the salesman, maybe they don't know how to use mobile phone, or, but I don't have cash. And he asked me, oh, I don't know how to use mobile phone, you have to give me cash. And I was so embarrassed, and I don't know who can help me. So I asked my friend, do you have cash? Maybe you have only 3 yuan. Do you have, borrow it to me, I will return it back to you. Maybe I will give you 6 yuan when I'm back to you. Oh, I don't have either. So we just stand there and waiting for the salesman's daughter come back, and she has a mobile phone.
So she could help you somehow then?
Yeah,
I can. How did she do it then?
I can scan the QR code in her mobile phone.
Oh, so she would scan your phone.
Yeah, you are right.
It's been 2 years since you've had your wallet with you when you shop and when you travel.
Yes.
How about your driver's license?
I'm so guilty. I only passed the first examination. You know, in China, we have to pass the 4 examinations so that you can get the driver license. But now I only passed the first one.
Right.
It's just like the basic knowledge about the driver.
Right, right.
The second examination that you have to learn some driver skills, the basic skills. And the third examination is that you have to drive your car in the street.
Right.
Different kinds of street.
Different conditions,
It depends on which which question you will get, you will choose.
Right.
And the next one is the safety examination.
Okay.
Just like, where should I stop? Where should I turn around? Just like this.
Yep. And how about your friends? How many of your friends own a car and drive?
My best friend has a car, and my boyfriend has a car.
Uh-huh. And are they new, nice cars?
Not very expensive, but really nice. Uh-huh. It's made by China.
What's the brand? Do you know the name?
I just know it in Chinese, I don't know how to pronounce it in English.
Yeah. Do you have any students that you met from America or Europe that came to Xi'an?
Yes, I have many friends come from Europe and America, and some of them come from Middle East and South America.
What are some of the things that you learned from your friends that have come from other countries?
Mm-hmm.
Has it changed you, how you view things you appreciate?
I think the most important thing I learned from my friend is that now I become more independent. Because, you know, since they were a little child and they across the Pacific Ocean and they start their study in China by themselves, they are lonely and sometimes they worry about their life and they will face too many troubles in the daily life. But now they are happy and they told me, you have to be independent, not depend on your father's, your mother's anymore. You are already over 20 years old. You have to do some things by yourself. If you want to travel, go to travel. But before you make this decision, you have to know how to earn money first.
So they have given you confidence
that
you would not have had maybe if you hadn't met people from foreign countries.
Yes, yes. And I appreciate their freedom. And their thoughts is really creative. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the Chinese, they are conservative. But for them, I think I love the days to spend with them. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. So you learn something. You
learn a lot.
And like you said, biggest thing, most important, they probably give you that confidence.
Yeah. When I was in primary school, I'm very shy. Although I know some simple English words, I'm not there to say to foreigners. You know, Chinese parents are really weird. You know, there are a lot of foreigners, they walk on the street, and my mother and my father will ask me, go say something to the foreigners. You must say something to the foreigners. I said, oh, no, it's so weird. It's so embarrassed. I don't want to do that. Then my mother will say, you learn nothing in your school. I know, you are now so shy. You just don't know how to say that.
So they didn't believe that you were shy.
Yeah, so that makes me so embarrassed. And sometimes let me feel so many sorrows in my heart. But when I'm in senior high school, I have exchange student friend in my class, and he is from Korea, and another one is from Germany. And since we come from different countries, but we always come together, we always stay together and play and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, they told me, I'm only 16 years old. Then I come to a new nation by myself. Mm-hmm. So what about you? And I just said, I have to say, now I'm 16 years old, but I've never been abroad before. And they said, you have to go abroad to say it can broaden your eyes. And you can, maybe your minds will be more creative and you can think things in different ways, not like the old ways, conservative ways. And I just think, maybe we just talk. I don't keep that idea in my mind for several days. And last year, when I back to United States, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, as a saleswoman, and at that time, I feel I'm so happy to chat with the foreigners, whatever their white skin or that they are Negroes, I love to talk with them. My mother always told me, whatever the person is, whatever the job she or he is doing, there must be something you can learn from them. So dare to talk with other people.
Well, that was really good advice by your mother.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I have a good mother.
Did you ever thank her? Did you say, Mom, thank you for doing that?
you know, Chinese are very conservative. They're
not.
Yeah, sometimes
so
they don't
hard.
Know how to express their feelings. Although I love her so much, but I never say, "Mom, thank you, Mom, I love you," face to face. But I write something. I write letters to him, to her.
So you show.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to choose a different way, like yours.
Yeah, I understand. So, we were talking the other day about Donald Trump and politics in America and how he's trying to institute tariffs to punish the Chinese.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So, do your friends ever mention him? Do you, anybody ever talk about Donald Trump?
You know, in 2016, when Americans to vote for the leader, and we have discussed about this. So if I were an American, which should I vote, Hillary or Donald Trump? Most of my friends said Hillary. But my oral English teacher, he is in Seattle now, and he said, "No, don't vote for Hillary. She's a criminal." And I said, "So you will vote for Donald Trump?" And he said, "No, I want to give up." And, you know, since I am just a college student, I just graduated from my university, I don't know too much about politics, and I don't know too much about politicians, but I read news, and I discussed with this information with my friends, and we always think maybe he is not a good leader. Because in some ways, he always acts like a fool. I don't know if there's a right way to say like that, but I really think he's not so good. Maybe he will do some good thing to American citizens, but now I didn't say anything.
I was talking to a girl about your age, I think from here, and she was saying that she liked Trump's daughter.
Who?
I can't remember. Earlier today.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
But anyway, she was just, she and I were talking, and she said that she thought that Donald Trump's daughter was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about Donald Trump?
I really love his daughters.
See,
although I don't like Trump, but I love his daughters. His daughters is gorgeous, and I saw a video about his daughter. His daughter is reciting Tang poem, a kind of poem in the ancient China, Tang Dynasty. And he can recite different kinds of poems in China, and he can sing Chinese songs.
She can?
Yeah, she can, and very fluently, and the pronunciation is very perfect.
Really?
Yeah, and I remember the song is 一条大河, that means a river. 一条大河波浪宽. I think it's, the song is about a Yellow River or the Yangtze River. I have no idea, but it's really good. The voice is beautiful. The pronunciation is perfect.
So that impressed you very much.
And it's really adorable. I love her.
So she's Donald Trump's best ambassador to China by far then.
Yeah, I really love her. And I remember she wears a kind of Chinese traditional dress. In Chinese, we call it a qi pao. In ancient China. It's really adorable. I think the color is pink. I remember she wore it in the video.
Very interesting. What else do you think of when you think of America today?
America means a lot to me because my major is English literature. I have to contact with different kind of English literature masterpiece, and I have to learn some Western knowledge, Western customers, traditions, and since I'm in the International Studies University, so I have many opportunities to make friends with people who come from all over the world, and I can know more about their traditions, customers, but sometimes I just think I respect your tradition, but maybe I don't disagree. I don't agree with you, but I respect you. We talk with each other friendly and happily, but sometimes when we talk about the politics or about the some how to say that about the I forgot the words in English. That means your daily behaviors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I changed another word, daily behaviors. Just like the Muslim, we Han nation, Muslim act, you know, they always wear that kind of, how to say that, scarf or around their height.
Yeah, yes.
I really respect this. I really respect their religion, their beliefs, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's a good behavior because, you know, even in summer it's really, really hot and they always wear that.
So you don't think it's practical?
Yeah, but I respect them.
You understand why they do that because that's their...
Yeah.
So there's a lot of tolerance and respect for the different ethnicities and religions in China, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, you know, there are 56 nations in China. Mm-hmm. Each nation have different tradition, they have different lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we are the whole China. We have to understand with each other because we are a family. Yes, you know, even the family members, you have the different personalities,
sure.
you have different lifestyles, but you are still family. Mm-hmm. You can understand with each other. You like his or her advantages, but you can understand all when he have mistakes, and you can understand their disadvantages.
We were talking earlier today, I think, about the Chinese that you perceive in general, they have a passion for peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the most important things. Talk to us a little bit more about that.
You know, since President Xi Jinping come to the ground, and he has come up with a serious policies which concerns the peace, you know, China has become stronger and stronger, and our soldiers, it becomes stronger and stronger now.
Your Navy, too.
Yeah, they are really gorgeous, and we have many developed gongs or the fireworks. It's not fireworks. How to say that?
Defensive
equipment.
Yeah.
But we just want to tell the world we are stronger, strong now, and we can defend all of the enemies. But we are eager to pursue the peace, because you know. Not only China, we Chinese is a family. The whole world is a family. We want to the peace life. Although the governments have some argument or they have their own problems, but the citizens, they are innocent. They just want a happy life. They want all of the world to be peace, no more wars. Even in China, in the last century, we have some problems with Japan. But this problem just between our governments, as we can see in the documentary and we can read in the books, the Japanese and the Chinese, they suffer a lot. But they are really eager for the peace. They don't want no more wars. So I think the government and the officials in the leadership, and they should think about these questions. What is peace and what the citizens really want? They just want peace. They live happily with their own families from they born to they died. That's enough. So no more wars.
Very good. Mm-hmm. So, okay, Dan, your full name, your Chinese family name, first name, last name.
And I'm Dan Wang, come from Xi'an, Shanxi province. Now I'm a graduate student in Xi'an International Studies University. Hope you like Xi'an, hope you like Shanxi. Welcome to China.
Dan, thank you so much for spending the week with me. This has been wonderful.
I'm glad to talk with you this evening.
And we'll have more adventures tomorrow, right?
Of course. Yeah. Go to an adventure.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from China.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.